The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Because your life will never be the same. Amen.
Amen.
Once again, we are welcome to the continuation of the 11th 100 days prayer marathon. Beloved, there is time for everything. One of the things that the devil uses to actually outwit the church and the believers is spiritual timing. That is why when you read, is it 1 Chronicles chapter 22 verse 32 or 2nd about Issachar,
yeah,
the sons of Issachar.
Either
1st or 2nd Chronicles 22:32.
Yes.
In Israel, there is a tribe that is called the tribe of
Issachar.
And their main duty is to study the seasons, spiritual seasons. And to know what the people of God must do. Spiritual timing is very, very important. We have individual timing and collective timing. As you sit down there, you should know your personal spiritual timing. Our timings are different. And we also have collective or corporate spiritual timing. In fact, let me say this, and somebody need to write it down. There are three major timings. We have that. I'm talking about spiritual timing. We have the individual spiritual timing. First of all, we have universal spiritual timing. We have corporate spiritual timing. And we have individual spiritual timing. I say that again. We have individuals, we have universal spiritual timing. We have corporate spiritual timing.
I say,
and we have individual spiritual timing. Right now, the war that is going on in the Middle East. Has a dimension of corporate spiritual timing. Yes, corporate spiritual timing.
No,
the world rather has universal spiritual timing. It has a universal spiritual timing. The war that is going on is affecting the whole world. Then we have corporate spiritual timing. Then we have individual, as you sit down there, your timing is different from my timing. My timing is different from your timing. These are the things we shouldn't miss. When we miss this, and you see, the devil knows this. But when we children of God, we miss this, then we have really missed out. Our corporate timing is that this is the time we are to pray 100 days. Our timing in Deliverance Assemblies of God is different from the timing in another church. So if you are thinking that, oh, it's too much, we are wasting time. Beloved, what God is planning for you is different from what He's planning for another person. And what you need to go through to achieve God's target for your life is different from what another person had to go through to achieve. And so I really want to encourage us to be alert in the spirit. So that we can always flow.
Amen.
Amen.
Once
again tonight, our team is lifting the cup of the eternal covenant to accelerate and overtake. Lifting the cup of the eternal covenant to accelerate and overtake. Please, about the sons of Issachar is in 1 Chronicles 12. 1 Chronicles 12:32. Men of Issachar who understood the times and knew what Israel should do. 200 chiefs with all their relatives under their command. 200. They were not to do anything. Their ministry is always to be before the Lord, to study the seasons and to know what the people of God, the church, Israel, should do. Let me tell you can live here on earth and move up and down for 100 years and die and go.
Now where will I call?
I'm telling you. What goes inside your timing is very important. Child of God, what goes inside your timing is very, very important. Look, some people came to live and they died. And let me tell you, the answers they are answering before God.
The questions they are answering before God, they can't.
I want to ask you, what is going into your timing? I don't know how old you are. What has gone into those years? Today I was telling her, From the day God picked me. When I got born again at the age of 16. I went to secondary school. I joined the SU. Secondary school from 4, the call of God came on me. After form 5, at the age of 22, I entered Bible school. We were telling each other. From the age 22, I entered Bible school. I have never done any other thing in the world. I have never rested. Since we took over this church. We haven't slept. One night throughout. We haven't rested. What is it that is going into your life? Only you can answer it. Some of us, the whole day we are worried. That day is zero. Because worry rule over that day.
If we say,
so when God is marking your day, that day he will mark it the whole day, worry. The whole day, anger. The whole day, fear. The whole day, bitterness. I wish God will show you your days. I'm telling you, I wish God would show you your days.
It's
to surprise you how many days you have wasted. Waste. 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 With worry. With anger. With anxiety. Waste. Waste.
I say,
watch out what is going into your day. What is making your day? Look, the day you stand before God, nobody will be there. Why do you allow somebody call my husband? My wife? My boss? My friend,
madam,
to waste your day. Who is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you give him any thoughts? That's what the Bible says. Let God occupy your day. Let the word occupy your day. Let God's dream occupy your day. Let me tell you. You don't know how it will end. But because you have a covenant backing you, it will end you well. It will end you well. Lifting the cap of the eternal covenant to accelerate and
overtake.
One of the assignments of the eternal covenant is to accelerate and give you speed. Once again, we want to look at Psalm 105, verse 8 to 15. But we only read verse 8 to 10, Psalm 105. He remembers his covenant forever, the word he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree to Israel as an everlasting covenant or eternal covenant. Even that one, Old Testament, eternal covenant. You see, anything coming from God to you is eternal. Because you know your spirit is eternal. Only this body, this flesh will die. This body, this flesh is only housing your spirit. There will be a time when this flesh will turn into clay. But the real you, who is the spirit living inside this your body, will live forever.
Now, one casa,
that's why we say eternal covenant. Psalm 106:43-45. Many times he delivered them, but they were bent on rebellion, and they wasted away in their sin. But he took note of their distress when he heard their cry. For their sake, he remembered his covenant, and out of his great love, he relented. He caused them to be pitied by all who held them captive. Amen.
Amen.
We want to look at Hannah again. Go with me to 1 Samuel. Chapter 1. I was making research this afternoon, and I found out that Hannah's husband Elkanah was a
Levite
who lived in a city of Ephraim called Ramah. So it is also possible that Hannah might have also been a Levite. But because they moved to live in the city of
Ramah,
who belongs to Ephraim. The tribe of Ephraim. Ephraim is the second son of Joseph. And in Genesis 49:22, Jacob, when he was pronouncing what will happen to his sons in the future, you know, Jacob adopted the two sons of Joseph as his sons.
Now,
he didn't take them as grand sons, but as his sons. So when he was pronouncing the blessings, he remembered Ephraim.
Okay, Ephraim.
And so he pronounced the blessings on Joseph. And this was what he said about Joseph. Joseph is a fruitful vine. A fruitful vine near a spring whose branches climb over a wall. Let's just end there. This was what was declared to happen to Joseph. And this was to follow, this was to be transferred to Ephraim.
And Manasseh.
So when Hannah and the husband moved to Ramah, the city of Ephraim,
and the
Bible said that Hannah's womb was shut down by God. But Hannah understood the power of the covenant. And Hannah stood on this scripture to pray. And so when you go to 1 Samuel chapter 1, from verse 1 to 20, there was a certain man from Ramathaim, a Zophite, from the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, son of Jehoram, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuf, an Ephraimite. He had two wives. One was called Hannah, and the other Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none. You know, Elkanah's situation was like Jacob who married Leah and Rahel. Now, Rahel was the beloved wife.
Now, Elkanah tibena kwa se Jacob owari Rahel and Leah.
In fact, Hannah was the beloved wife of Elkanah.
Now, Elkanah ni yira odo no pa na ye Hannah.
Unfortunately, Hannah was the one who was not bringing forth.
Hannah
means grace.
Na Hannah edin Hannah na si chire ni se Adam
favor.
Enimteu
graciousness.
Eh Adam so.
And the Greek form of Hannah is Anna, A N N E, Anna, Anna.
Na Greek in the ye Hannah, Hannah,
Hannah. A N N E, Anna. We have Anna. Hannah is Hebrew.
Hebrew name Hannah.
Anna is Greek.
Greek here, Anna, Anna, Anna.
Verse 3. Year after year, this man went up from his town to worship and sacrifice to the Lord Almighty at Shiloh, where Hophni and Phinehas, the two sons of Eli, were priests of the Lord. Whenever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to his wife Peninnah and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he gave a double portion because he loved her. And the Lord had closed her womb. Take note of that. The Lord himself closed her womb. And because the Lord had closed her womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. You know, the tribe of Levi, because of anger,
Levi
they suffered a lot of things. It was because of anger that Moses didn't enter the promised land. It was anger that led Aaron, when Moses was delaying for 40 days and nights on the mountain, Aaron became angry and told the people, bring me your earrings, your tinkling, so that I fashion an idol for you. Anger.
Aaron.
Anger caused Aaron to lead Israel into idolatry. Idol worship.
Aaron. Israel, they call Abu Somo.
Miriam, out of anger, got angry with Moses because Moses was marrying an Ethiopian.
Miriam so Moses Moses Miriam ni.
And leprosy broke against her.
Ana kwata.
So that family of Levi, Jacob cursed their anger.
Na anam sa ebufoniti Jacob edomi omabufono.
No, that family of Levi. Jacob cursed their anger.
Jacob odomi omabufono.
Fine. That's the right. That's what I said. Fine. Jacob, sometimes when you are tired, you just put something there, but you are trying. Jacob, it's not easy. It's not easy. Clap for him. He's trying. Because everything I'm saying here, I'm going to give account. The angel of God is recording me. I'm telling you, the two of us. And the people should be able to understand and apply what we are saying. That is when we have ministered or succeeded. So those of us who stand before people and communicate, be careful. Until the people you are speaking to understand and apply what you are saying, you haven't succeeded. Fine. So you see, no one knows whether God shut the womb of Hannah because of any of this. You know, Levites, anger is their problem. The tribe of Levi. Meanwhile, they were choosing to serve the tabernacle. Out of them came three tribes. The Gershonites,
Kohathites,
and who? Merarites. They handled the tabernacle. They handle holy things. Meanwhile, anger. So no one knows whether Hannah's close of womb had anything to do with that. But whether God closed her womb or not, Hannah engaged Genesis 49:22. Because they were living in the city of Ephraim. And what God spoke, Jacob spoke to the son Joseph, out of whom came Ephraim and Manasseh. So let's continue the verse 6. And because the Lord has closed her womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. This went on year after year. When Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her rival provoked her till she wept and would not eat. Elkanah, her husband, would say to her, "Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?" Once when they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now Eli the priest was sitting on a chair by the doorpost of the Lord's temple. In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord. And she made a vow, saying, "O Lord Almighty, if you will only look upon your servant's misery, and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head." As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, "How long will you keep on getting drunk? Get rid of your wine." "Not so, my lord," Hannah replied. "I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief." Eli answered, "Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him." She said, "May your servant find favor in your eyes." Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. Early the next morning, they arose and worshipped before the Lord, and then went back to their home at Ramah. Elkanah lay with Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So in the course of time, Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, "Because I asked the Lord for him." Amen.
Amen.
When the man Elkanah went up with all his family to offer the annual sacrifice to the Lord. Okay, let me end it. Now, so we saw how Hannah engage the eternal covenant. Now, let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 2. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 25. I want to read a place to you. Let's start from verse 24. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 24. Chapter 1, verse 24. After he was weaned, she took the boy with her, young as he was, along with a 3-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. When they had slaughtered the bull, they brought the boy to Eli. And she said to him, "As surely as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life, he will be given over to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there." May God grant your prayer request.
Amen.
I say, may God grant your prayer request.
Amen.
May God grant your prayer request.
Amen.
One day,
that could be,
you will come and stand before the altar and testify. I say, you will come and stand before the altar and testify. Your testimony will never evaporate. Now, church. How old was Samuel when he was, let's see. Hannah did not go. She said to her husband, "After the boy is weaned, I will take him and present him before the Lord, and he will live there. Do what seems best to you." Hannah, her husband, told her, "Stay here until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord make good his word." So the woman stayed at home and nursed her son until she had weaned him. The years were not mentioned. Some say 3 years. But let's look at something in 1 Samuel chapter 2. After God has answered Hannah's prayer. 1 Samuel chapter 2 from verse. Then Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides him. There is no rock like our God." 3. "Do not keep talking so proudly, or let your mouth speak such arrogance." This one, she was talking to Penina. But in prayer, she was praising God and teasing Penina. "Do not keep talking so proudly." Look, one day,
I see that room.
You are going to boast over your husband. You are going to boast over your wife. You are going to boast over your boss. You are going to boast over that person that has given you so much trouble. I say you are going to boast. If you are clapping, you clap. That one that has provoked, you are going to boast. So in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 3, "Do not keep talking so proudly, or let your mouth speak such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows, and by him deeds are weighed. For the bows of the warriors are broken, but those who stumble are armed with strength. 5. Those who were full hide themselves out for food, but those who were hungry hunger no more. She who was barren has borne 7 children, but she who has had many sons pines away. The Lord brings death and makes life. He brings down to the grave and raises up. The Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles, he exalts. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He sets them with princes and has them inherit a throne of honor. For the foundation of the earth are the Lord's. Upon them he has set the world. He will guard the feet of his saints, but the wicked will be silenced in darkness. It is not by strength that one prevails. Those who oppose the Lord will be shattered. He will thunder against them from heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed one. Let's go to verse number 21 of 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse number 21. And the Lord was gracious to Hannah. She conceived and gave birth to 3 sons and 2 daughters. That is apart from Samuel. 3 sons and 2 daughters. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord. So we don't know whether either Hannah here, it shows that Hannah has 6 children. But in verse 5b, she herself said 7. So whether 6 or 7. Now, why have I read all this? Eternal covenant brought Hannah from behind to become the first. Eternal covenant brought Hannah from behind. Hannah engaged the covenant and the word spoken to Joseph. Hannah lived the terms of the covenant by attending to Shiloh every year. Beloved, we have seen in Psalm 105 verse 8 to 10 that God never forgets his covenant. He made his covenant with Abraham. To Isaac, he turned the covenant into an oath. To Jacob, he turned the covenant into a decree. That surely. And then to Jacob's children, they were only to perform the responsibility and then leave. Somebody should give me Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 1 and 9. Every covenant has terms. Say terms. Somebody is putting the head on the chair. Pastor, finish speaking and let us pray. This one alone is more than prayer. What you are hearing is what is going to bring answer to your prayer. Jesus never performed miracle in the temple until he has taught for 1 hour. Because the word is washing you and cleaning your atmosphere. It is only among unbelievers that Jesus just performed to draw the attention before he gives them the word. Miracles are used to draw unbelievers' attention
for
the word. But in the church and among God's people, the word comes first before miracle. Because inside the word is the miracle. Amen.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 29:1. These are the terms of the covenant the Lord commanded Moses to make with the Israelites in Moab, in addition to the covenant he had made with them at Horeb. Say, terms. Every covenant has terms. Give me verse 9. Carefully follow the terms of this covenant so that you may prosper in everything you do. Follow the terms. Let's come to John chapter 15, verse 10. John 15:10. If you keep my commands, this is Jesus speaking. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. Amen.
Amen.
Now,
Sabri.
Let me say this and then we pray.
Mamika, we need more prayer.
What is the covenant that Jesus, the Father, entered into Jesus? What made Jesus to come and die? Let's look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 21 to 23.
We'll read up to 25.
Fine. From that time on. Now, what we are going to read was what happened between the Father and Jesus in heaven. Before Jesus was born, before Jesus left where he was sitting in heaven to become flesh, this was the agreement between Jesus and the Father. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Never, Lord, he said, this shall never happen to you. Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. Then Jesus said to his disciples, now, let's go back to 21. We'll come back to 24. I want to teach you something. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. So you see, the Father in heaven, who will go and redeem? Who will go down to the earth? Jesus said, I am. This is what will happen.
When I ever see,
you are going as a lamb. You will suffer. They will kill you. I will disown you. All the sins of the world will come upon you. But on the third day, I will raise you. And I will give you a name that is above every other name. That at the mention of your name, every knee shall bow. Of things in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And anyone who believes in you will become part of the covenant. Are you ready? Jesus said yes. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay. Jesus, the Father said, I will keep my word. I'll make sure. On the third day, I will raise you. Are you prepared to die? Are you prepared to suffer? Yes. And Jesus came. That is a covenant. That is a covenant. He has come to die. He has come to suffer. And died. And the Father also raised him. And after finishing everything, he's gone back to the right hand side of the Father. So that anyone that mentions his name. But now you and I, verse 24. This is the requirement for the covenant. Then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. You and I, that is it.
I said, me know.
This is the term.
When she said that home,
have you denied yourself? How much of yourself are you denying? How much of yourself are you giving to him? How much of your time, your mind, your pocket, your mouth, your heart? Verse 25. How much of the world are you denying? For whoever wants to save their lives will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will find it. 26. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange of their soul? Beloved, I am going to find time to teach about the terms of the covenant. You are only to live by the word of God. You are only to live to please God in everything. You are to believe that you are a covenant child of God. That is what made the covenant work for you. Look at how Christians are living like unbelievers. Unbelievers should look at the happenings of our lives and just follow us to church. We are not married. They are also not married. They are not bringing forth. We are not bringing forth. There is no barrenness among the Jews. Even when they are bringing forth, they don't go through struggle. Before you realize they brought forth. Because of what? The covenant. Tonight, we are raising the cup. We are lifting the cup of the eternal covenant to accelerate and give us speed to break the unbreakable. Hannah connected to the words that Jacob spoke to Joseph. And because the husband was connected to Ephraim, Hannah connected to Ephraim. And so, the womb that was closed, the covenant opened the womb. Tonight, let the eternal covenant break the unbreakable. I say break the unbreakable in your life. Open doors that can never be opened. Shall we rise up right now? Say, Lord, thank you tonight for making us your children. By the eternal covenant.
By the eternal covenant.
We declare tonight that we are children of the eternal covenant. We are children of the eternal covenant.
We are children of the eternal covenant.
We are children of the eternal covenant. We are children of the eternal covenant.
We are children of the eternal covenant.
We are children of the eternal covenant. We are children of the eternal covenant. We are children of the eternal covenant. Any sin we have committed, Lord, forgive us.
Lord,
we confess.
Lord, we confess.
Lord, we renounce.
Lord, we renounce.
Lord, we ask for mercy.
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 Any doorway,
any doorway,
any gateway,
any gateway,
we are giving the enemy,
we are giving the enemy,
to work against us,
to work against us,
with the blood of Jesus Christ. We shut it down.
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 The doorways
and the gateways
of the enemy
in our lives,
with the blood of Jesus Christ,
we shut it down.
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 Every doorway we shut it down.
We shut it down. That opens the door for the enemy. You see, before you pray, search yourself. Before you say, why are my things like that?
I don't know what to say.
Why is the enemy worrying me?
I don't know what time for how me say.
Why is my marriage not working?
I don't know my worry.
Why is my business? Why did search yourself first?
If you're wounded, can answer.
Is there any doorway?
Now, a poem can be the hall.
Because look, the number one person who is a threat to Satan is a covenant child.
Now, a poem by a adibakwa Satan osropa.
When Satan knows that you know who you are,
now Satan himself, who him now we are,
he's already afraid of you.
And you know, osropa dada.
I'm telling you.
Oh, catch it all.
There are many things we do.
In your baby, why, yeah.
That gives the enemy the legal right. The lances. To work against us. Say, my Father in heaven. My Father in heaven.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Before I leave the camp.
Before I leave the camp.
Of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
I withdraw.
I withdraw.
Satan's lances.
Satan's lances.
Satan's legal rights.
Satan's legal rights.
In my life.
In my life.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
I withdraw. I withdraw.
I withdraw.
I withdraw. I withdraw.
I withdraw.
I withdraw. I withdraw. I withdraw.
I withdraw.
I withdraw.
I withdraw. I withdraw. I withdraw. I withdraw. I withdraw, I withdraw, I withdraw, I withdraw, I withdraw every legal right I have given to Satan, I have given to the devil. I withdraw, I withdraw, I withdraw, I withdraw, I withdraw, I withdraw. Give Hannah acceleration
and
speed.
And
the eternal covenant
Dada-pam-no.
Broke the unbreakable.
Ebubunia, entimi,
the eternal covenant
Dada-pam-no.
Opened the womb
Ebi-a-wetua.
That God himself shut.
Anya-mi-an-kasa-e-tumo.
Let me tell you,
Amen-kantro.
There is a way you can corner God through the eternal covenant. When you corner him, he will shake his head. I've been cornered. Look, he can't look at the blood of Jesus and refuse. What? He cannot. And listen to me. This anything in the realms of the spirit is alive. When you get to heaven, rivers sink. Trees sink. Flowers sink.
Flowers.
Everything in the realms of the spirit is alive. So this eternal covenant we are is a living thing. That's why Hebrews chapter 12 verse 24 it says, the blood of Jesus. That speaks what? The blood is speaking. Your blood. When your blood poured, do you hear your blood say anything? Have you heard the voice of your blood? But in Genesis 4, the blood of Abel was crying. The blood has a language. In the same way, the blood of Jesus. So everything in the spiritual realm is alive. And the Bible says that these things have been written for us. As our example, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 11. They are for our example and for our instruction. These things happened to them as example and were written down as our warning for us on whom the combination of the ages are. Say, my Father in heaven. As Hannah, engaged, the eternal covenant, and broke out of barrenness, as Hannah lifted the eternal covenant and received acceleration and speed to overtake her rival in the same way. Tonight, I also leave the car. I leave the car of the eternal covenant. I leave the car of the eternal covenant. Leave the car right now. Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the cup of the eternal covenant break us out in this house. Let the cup of the eternal covenant break us out. Any situation that is holding us back. Any power that is holding us down.
any situation, any power
holding us down.
In the situation, causing limitation, by the lifting of this crown, we break out, 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 we break out,
we break out,
we break out,
we break out,
we break out,
we break out,
we break out,
we break out,
we break out,
we break out,
we break out,
we break out, we break out,
we break out,
we break out,
we break out,
we break out,
we break out,
we break out,
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Say, let the cup of the eternal covenant break us out in this house.
Break us out of
limitation. Break us out of limitation. Break us out of mediocrity. Break us out of every limitation. Break us out of every limitation. And mediocrity. And setbacks.
And setbacks.
And stagnation. Break us out.
Break us out.
Break our dream out.
Break our
destiny out.
Break our testimony out.
Break our prophetic way out. Break our businesses out.
Break our marriages out.
Let the cup of the eternal covenant break us out in this house. Break us out. Break us out. Break us out. Break us out. Break us out.
Break us out.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
As Hannah lifted the cup.
As Hannah lifted the cup.
As Hannah engaged.
As Hannah engaged.
The eternal covenant.
The eternal covenant.
And broke out.
And broke out
of barrenness.
Of barrenness.
Broke out of barrenness.
Broke out of
barrenness.
Broke out of barrenness.
And any limitation.
We
also lift up the cup of the eternal covenant to break out in this house. We break out of barrenness. We break out of delays. We break out of limitation. We break out of poverty. We break out of sickness and disease. We break out of scarcity. We break out. We break out. We break our businesses out. We break our businesses out. We break our companies out. We break our marriages out. Yes, break out. Break out. We break out. Break out.
We 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 break out.
Asana engaged.
Asana engaged.
The eternal covenant. And was accelerated. And received speed. As we also lift the cup. Of the eternal covenant. For our acceleration.
For our speed.
We lift the cup.
Of the eternal covenant.
In this house.
For acceleration.
Of our dream. Of our expectation. Of our testimonies, of our prophetic word, of our promises, of our healing, of our companies, of our businesses, for acceleration and speed.
We lift the car for acceleration and speed.
Yes. It's time to come to the table right now.
Whilst
we are coming, we are lifting the cup for speed in the house and acceleration. We are lifting the cup for speed. Our dreams should manifest speedily. Our prophetic words should manifest speedily. Anything God wants to do,
He
should receive speed. So we are lifting the cap for speed and acceleration. For acceleration and speed. For acceleration and speed. Healing should be accelerated. Deliverance should be accelerated. Promotions. Everything should be accelerated and receive speed. If you are online, those of you online who also want to join, do the same. This cup is for speed. This cup is for speed. This cup is for speed. It's for speed and acceleration. It's for speed and acceleration in the house. It's for speed and acceleration. It's for speed and acceleration. The eternal covenant brought Hannah from behind. The eternal covenant brought Hannah from behind to take over, to be in front. The eternal covenant brought Hannah from behind. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Has everybody been served?
Say,
my Father in heaven. This is the cup of the eternal covenant. Anyone that has engaged it has seen a remarkable turnaround. It was this eternal covenant that made Abraham who he was. That made Isaac. That made Jacob. That made Israel. It is this eternal covenant that made Hannah. Hannah lifted this cup and broke out of barrenness, of barrenness, and shame. Hannah lifted this cup. Hannah engaged the eternal covenant and broke out of shame, of disgrace, and barrenness. We also lift this cup to break out of shame, to break out of disgrace, to break out of barrenness, to break out of mediocrity, to break out of miscarriages, to break out of disappointment, to break out of failures, to break out of setbacks, to break out of fear, to break out of anxiety, to break out of mental torture, to break out of emotional trauma, to break out of things that the enemy has programmed to steal our time, to steal our mind, to steal our joy, to steal our peace. We break out of poverty. We break out of lack. We break out of scarcity. We break out of premature death. We break out of fear. We break out our marriages. We break out our husbands. We break out our wives. We break out our homes. We break out our businesses. We break out our investments. We break out our jobs. We break out our talents. We break out our skills. We break out our finances. We break out our destiny helpers. We break out our sponsors. We break out, we break out. We break out, we break out. We
break out of limitations. We break out of stagnations. We break out of setbacks. We break out of fear. We break out of poverty. We break out of poverty. We break out of witchcraft. We break out of occultism. We break out. We break out. Shakatakabaya. We break out our miracles. We break out our testimonies. We break out every blessing that heaven has approved. We break out. We break out this project on the Ayam temple. We break out this project. We break out this project. We break out this project into acceleration. Into acceleration. Into acceleration. We break out the Ayam temple. 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 Sakata.
Rakata.
We break out the Ayam
temple.
We break out the Ayam
temple.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, as Hannah lifted the cup.
Say Hannah Pedia Cruano
and receive acceleration and speed. As Hannah lifted the cup,
say Hannah Pedia Cruano
and was brought from behind to become the first. We also lift the cup.
Yes,
for acceleration and for speed in this house and in our lives. We lift the cup for acceleration and speed. For acceleration and speed. For acceleration and speed. Any area of our lives that is slow. Anything in our lives that is too slow. We lift up the cup for acceleration and speed. For acceleration and speed, 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 in this house and in our lives, in this house and in our lives, in this house, in our lives, in this house, in our lives, in this house, in our lives. Say, Father in heaven, why do you wait any longer? Hey, follow me. Say, Father in heaven, why are you waiting?
I don't know what you're saying.
Why do you wait any longer?
I don't understand you.
What is it at all?
I don't cry.
That is stopping you.
I see what crying.
That is delaying you.
I'm okay.
From manifesting yourself. In our lives. In our situation. We lift this cup tonight. We lift this cup tonight. We lift this cup tonight. For acceleration. And speed. For acceleration. And speed. Whatever you want to do, do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Perform it now. Do it now. By faith, we receive the broken body. We eat for speed, for acceleration, to breaking out in the house, in our lives. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, shall we eat right now? Remember, as you take the blood, you apply it. Revelation chapter
7,
verse
3.
Place the seal of acceleration and speed. Place the seal of breaking out on your forehead. Say, by faith, we receive the blood to break out, to accelerate, and for speed in the house and in our lives. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, shall we drink right now? Dawa
Asafo Yehovah Ode Mona Yedekone Asafo
for Hannah. Acceleration and speed. Receive acceleration. Receive speed. Let your business, let your dream, let your destiny, let your testimony. I was just having it right now. Penina had 5 children.
Now Penina umma enum.
Hannah had 7.
Hannah benya in song.
Let me tell you.
Mami control.
I am hearing a voice.
Ati any.
Those who are crawling.
Wanga wari aya.
Any business that is crawling.
Ejume bi aya.
Any marriage that is crawling.
Awari bi aya.
Any womb that is crawling.
Awari bi aya.
From now. Is going to begin to walk. Anything that is walking is going to run. Anything that is running is going to gallop. Anything that is galloping is going to fly. It's going to fly. It's going to fly. It's going to fly by the power of the eternal covenant. Receive that anointing. Receive that anointing. Receive that anointing. Receive that grace. Receive that favor. Receive it, receive it. Receive it, receive it. Receive it, receive it. Receive it, receive it. No more crawling in the house. No more crawling in the house. No more crawling in the house. No more walking in the house. No more running in the house. La Karabasha. Only galloping. Only galloping. Only flying. Acceleration has come. Shali kabah. Iba katoya. Ipre te korabasha.
Ode mona. Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Oh, Jesus.
We bless you. That tonight you use Hannah. Hannah didn't lift the cup like we are lifting. But Hannah engaged the covenant.
Yes, Lord.
The eternal covenant. Hannah. Hannah. The Bible says you shut a womb. But Hannah remembered what Jacob said to Joseph. Whose tribe they got themselves connected to Ephraim. Lord, what you said to Joseph, when Jacob said to Joseph in Genesis 49:22, that Joseph, you'll be a fruitful vine. A fruitful vine. Hannah didn't sleep. Hannah did not allow that word to rest. Hannah engaged because she was a covenant daughter. In the same way, Lord, Hannah engaged that covenant and Hannah broke out of barrenness. Years of barrenness. Hannah broke out of years of barrenness. Hannah broke out of years of barrenness, and Hannah received acceleration to overtake her rival Penina. Tonight, we also lift the cup of the eternal covenant. We also break out. We also break out.
Amen.
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 We break out.
Amen.
From any limitation.
Jesus' name.
From any stagnation.
Jesus' name.
From mediocrity.
Jesus' name.
From fear.
Jesus' name.
From discouragement.
Jesus' name.
From hopelessness.
Jesus' name.
From poverty.
Jesus' name.
From scarcity.
Jesus' name.
From anything that is holding us
Jesus'
back
name.
And down. We break out our business.
Jesus' name.
We break out our careers.
Jesus' name.
We break out our marriages.
Jesus' name.
We break out our homes.
Jesus' name.
We break out our dreams.
Jesus'
our
name.
Destinies, our testimonies,
name.
Our prophetic words. We break them out.
Jesus' name.
Of anything that is holding us down. Father, as Hannah received acceleration and speed to overtake Penina, we also lift the cup.
Amen.
We receive tonight.
Amen.
Acceleration and speed.
Amen.
Acceleration and speed.
Amen.
Acceleration and speed.
Amen.
Acceleration and speed.
Amen.
Acceleration
Amen.
And speed. It is done.
Amen.
The Lord says it is done.
Amen.
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 You have broken out of impossibilities.
Amen.
You are accelerating.
Amen.
You are accelerating.
Amen.
You are accelerating.
Amen.
Very soon.
Enche.
People will think you have gone for magic.
Very soon.
Very soon. People will ask, where did you go? And you will tell them, it is the eternal covenant. When you are asleep, the eternal covenant is working. When you are awake, the eternal covenant is working. From now, the eternal covenant is entering into places you can't enter. It's working in hearts that you cannot work in. It's doing things that you cannot do for yourself. I walk you into this realm. I walk you into this level. I walk you into this realm. I walk you into this level. I walk you into this realm. I walk you into this level.
Amen.
Go and celebrate.
Amen.
Live in it.
Amen.
Let it be in your mouth.
Amen.
Let it be in your heart.
Amen.
Let it be in your mind.
Amen.
Declare.
Jesus.
And believe.
Yes, Lord.
And see yourself that way.
Amen.
Contrast will just come.
Amen.
You won't struggle again.
Amen.
Jobs will come.
Amen.
You will not struggle again.
Amen.
The eternal covenant who go and bring the job.
Amen.
Who go and bring the contract.
Amen.
Who advertise your company.
Amen.
Who advertise you.
Amen.
Who advertise you.
Amen.
Who introduce you.
Amen.
The angels are operating right now.
Amen.
Father, we have been hearing these things.
Yes, Lord.
Please,
Karabasu.
Let us see them.
Amen.
Holy Spirit,
Karabasu.
If you are asleep, let awake you. Now.
Amen.
When God the Father said, let there be light, there was light.
Yes.
Ephesians 5:1 says, we should imitate our Father. So we have also declared, Holy Spirit, manifest them now.
Amen.
As we live,
yes, Lord,
we walk into them.
Jesus.
The name of God the Father.
Amen.
The name of God the Son.
Amen.
The name of God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 Shake up with five people
Jennifer, no.
And tell them,
Naka, John,
go and accelerate.
Go
Go and accelerate. Go and accelerate. You are wearing the garment of acceleration. You are wearing the garment of speed. You are wearing the garment of breaking out. And when the roll is called,
your name
and my name shall never be missing. Come back with a testimony. Tomorrow we continue. God richly bless. Tomorrow come with your offering. If you want to connect to the table, to the altar, you are free to connect to the altar. Shalamaharandi shikete. Le brokoto. Thank you, media. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.